Mr. President, the 13th session of the multi-year expert meeting on commodities and development was held from 10 to 12 October 2022 as a hybrid meeting at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. The topics of this expert meeting, namely recent developments, challenges and opportunities in commodity markets and pathways to economic diversification, were approved by the Trade and Development Board at its 69th session. The 13th session addressed two major issues under agenda items 3 and 4. Agenda item 3 addressed recent developments, challenges, and opportunities in commodities markets to exchange views on key developments in commodity markets and their prospects. In addition, two commodities were discussed at length, namely bamboo and phosphates. Agenda item 4 on pathways to economic diversification centered on the crucial necessity of diversifying commodity-dependent developing countries' economies. More than 200 participants attended the meeting from around the world. They were drawn from diplomatic missions in Geneva, governments, representatives from international organizations, academia, civil society, and the private sector. Several presentations were made by experts covering different aspects of the topics under discussion. The major points under agenda item 3 can be summarized as follows. Commodity markets in 2021 were characterized by a generalized price increase. By the end of 2021, the UNCTAD Free Market Commodity Price Index had increased by 43% for all commodity groups. This increase was fueled by the economic recovery following the initial waves of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as supply-related disruptions. In the food sector, the UNCTAD Food Index rose by 16% in 2021 due to adverse weather and surge in fertilizer costs. The effects are still affecting agricultural commodity markets in 2022. Particularly, increasing fertilizer prices affected production, resulting in higher food prices. In the mining sector, markets were affected by supply-related disruptions due to unfavorable weather, as well as strong demand. This was particularly the case for energy-intensive commodities, such as aluminum and zinc, that experienced high price increases due to elevated energy prices, including natural gas and oil. Moreover, increasing demand for sustainable energy pushed upwards prices for copper and nickel, two key minerals to generate green energy. The energy sector was characterized by a very strong price increase. UNCTAD Fuels Price Index increased by 78% in 2021, owing to a combination of rising demand and limited supply, particularly of natural gas. The situation is currently aggravated by political tensions between the European Union and the Russian Federation, the latter being traditionally the main supplier of natural gas to many European countries. As part of agenda item 3, two half-day discussions were held on bamboo and phosphates. Bamboo has been identified as a commodity with a strong potential for value addition and export diversification. With respect to phosphates, it is an important component of fertilizers, a topic of high importance for food security. Under agenda item 4, the meeting discussed pathways to economic diversification, a topic that is of particular relevance for commodity-dependent developing countries. Economic diversification is the best way of building economic resilience in commodity-dependent developing countries. This will imply promoting structural transformation towards value addition and a more varied production and export base. Indeed, diversified output and exports mean low vulnerability to price and non-price shocks from international commodity markets. Also, diversification helps economies to become more productive, generate employment opportunities, increase real incomes, and ultimately contribute to economic growth. Strategies for successful diversification combine horizontal enablers that improve the environment for economic activity, as well as specific measures targeting specific sectors. Several factors essential for diversification include market access, competitive input markets, and quality infrastructure. Access to energy is central to the process, given that reliable and affordable energy are important for export competitiveness. The case of Mauritius was shared as a success story in terms of diversification. To be successful, the country planned its diversification path over decades, upgrading from dependence on low-value sugar exports in the 1970s to manufacturing and tourism in the 1980s, to services in the 1990s, and to high-value services in the 21st century. Political stability and economic leadership played a key role in that success. This development path is similar to that of other countries, including the Dominican Republic, a case that was also formally discussed during the expert group meeting. Diversification of food import markets was also discussed as a way of increasing resilience of food systems. Sourcing food in geographic proximity to consumers was highlighted as making food availability more secure. Indeed, the recent past has shown that supply disruptions in export markets may have devastating effects in import markets thousands of kilometers away. The discussions of the multi-year expert meeting on commodities and development reminded us that many countries are still too exposed to the swings in international markets and need to be given further attention. Let us, therefore, work together as a community to ensure that commodity-dependent developing countries make the best out of their commodities sectors. We should collectively work towards making these countries more resilient to shocks such as the ones we are currently observing. Finally, please allow me to express my appreciation to everyone that contributed to the meeting, in particular, to the chair, Ms. Maimuna Kivenga Tarishi, ambassador and permanent representative of the United Republic of Tanzania to the United Nations office and other international organizations in Geneva, to the UNCTAD secretariat, especially the team from the commodities branch of the Division on International Trade and Commodities, for the very informative background notes that I am presenting today, and to the outstanding panels who all contributed to the success of this meeting. This concludes the report. Thank you, Mr. President.